Track 15, Beauty That Does What It Says on the Box. Did you know there's a global beauty brand based in Norfolk that sells a product every 9 seconds? We go inside Q plus A's factory in Wyndham.
Beauty That Does What It Says on the Box. Joanna Bishop has loved making cosmetics since she was a child. Since I was pre-double figures, my mum would buy me books about how to make your own cosmetics at home. I was making toners out of rose petals and all those sorts of things, she says. So, her role as senior development chemist and laboratory manager for skin, body, hair and sun care brand Q&A and developing exciting new and innovative products day in, day out, it's like a dream come true. It's so nice to work in something that you're passionate about and have an interest in, she says. The family-run brand, created by Freddie Ferber and based at Wyndham, launched at the end of 2019. Riding out the challenges the pandemic posed for the then-fledgling brand, it's now stocked at more than 10,000 stores worldwide and sells a product every 9 seconds. Loved by beauty editors, who've likened it to cult brand The Ordinary, its products are 98% natural and are formulated by a mostly female team right here in Norfolk. It can sometimes feel like you need a chemistry degree to navigate the vast array of buzzy TikTok trending skincare ingredients out there. But if you don't know your azelaic acid from your cica, Q&A's signature bold rainbow packaging comes printed with a handy checklist showing you the benefits of the products at a glance, so customers can devise their own personalised skin or hair care routine. And because the products are developed, made and packaged in-house, prices can be kept accessible. Norfolk Magazine has been invited to Q&A's headquarters to meet the team, and excitingly, I get to have a go at making my own product. The last time I stepped inside a science lab was at school. On the day I visit, Joy is working on a cleansing balm. Mason is making a batch of lotion, and Anna is doing some stability testing, a standard 16-week-long procedure that all the products go through. The skincare market is hugely competitive, so they can't reveal exactly what the products are that they're working on. But there are regular launches. Look out for the two newest, collagen cleansing balm and multi-peptide serum. We get sent lots of ingredients and we have to vet them and make sure that they do what they say, that we like them and that we like the feel, says Joanna. Also, we want exciting things. We don't want the standard ingredient that everyone's had. We want something that's a bit different. With Q&A, we have our key ingredients, such as the hyaluronic acids, the salicylic acids, those kinds of things. And then we have the additional ingredients in there to boost those claims, boost the efficacy, and just make them more exciting. My custom moisturiser starts with a base moisturiser. The base is just a simple peptide moisturiser, says Joanna. It's fragrance-free and has got some humectants in it, such as glycerin and almond oil, which are going to be hydrating and lock in the moisture. Then the additional active ingredients are carefully measured out, a pipette at a time, and added in, including a vegan collagen alternative, which is good for more mature skins as it helps to hydrate, plump, and reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and a vitamin C precursor to help with pigmentation and brightening. Then the product is tested by Joy. We test for pH, viscosity, appearance and odour, explains Joanna. All of our products will have a set specification, so when they go to the factory to get made, we know that they're all the same standard. As well as visiting the lab, I also have a real inside-the-factory moment, or play school if you're as old as me, when I get to don a high viz and tour the packaging department with head of warehousing and production, Tim Smith. The factory, warehouse, packaging, formulations and manufacturing are all based at their premises in Wyndham. As Tim explains, it's a finely tuned precision operation to make sure that products are made and shipped to reach their next destination on time. It's great to have all our capabilities under one roof to formulate and develop products, to do all the brand identity and brand development work, and then produce it all and ship it out across the globe, all from Norfolk, says Freddie, founder of Q&A and its parent company, Ellipsis Brands. He grew up in Hampshire and moved to Norfolk almost 15 years ago. His father was living in the county, and Freddie fell in love with the place when he visited. He started out in the cosmetics industry with his men's grooming line, Percy Nobleman. "I love branding," he says. "I was a musician before I got into doing brands, and I wanted to be in an industry where I felt as if I could still be creative. And the beauty cosmetics industry is really great for that, because you've got creativity and innovation in the formulation, and then also in the brand and the packaging. And actually, I started developing products for myself. My first ever product was a beard conditioning oil." He created the Percy Nobleman character. Percy was my great-grandfather's name, going so far as to write a whole comic book series. "He's got a sort of James Bond meets Tintin vibe," says Freddie. "An explorer, adventurer. The recipe for the beard oil got handed down by generations. The brand looks like it's been around for a long time." Launching around the time when men started wearing beards more commonly again was a real roller coaster, he says. "I went from selling nothing to selling an awful lot in a very short space of time." He opened his first office in Heatherset, sharing a building with the NFU. Rather than continuing to formulate the products himself through trial and error, he brought in a third-party lab to make some of the ingredients, while they packed and labelled the products themselves. The Percy Nobleman brand was sold by Boots for more than 10 years, plus international retailers. "It was great, but I was always hungry for more, which is why I spent a lot of time building up Q&A, says Freddie. "The key problem that I was trying to solve was I felt that for so many products that people bought and used daily and applied to their skin, most people didn't really understand the basics. I wanted a brand with really great products, a really great price, and with really clear and easy to understand messaging. So it was good for people who were in the know, but also great for those who wanted to be in the know. I thought, let's make it really easy for people to understand, but not simple as in condescending simple, but educational and empowering rather than too basic." He started by focusing on a key ingredient. Now, obviously, there are lots of different ingredients in a formulation, but a lot of the time there's only one key ingredient, or what we call the active ingredient, which is delivering the functionality of the product. And a lot of these ingredients are talked about widely on social media or in the press by other brands. But often the ingredient can be confusing too. The example I always give is vitamin C. There are so many different derivatives of vitamin C, and brands can offer so many different types of formulations using so many different variations. Unless you've got a chemistry degree or you're a cosmetic scientist, will you ever truly know the difference? So what if, as a brand, we distill that down and say to customers, we've done all the research, and we actually have, rather than it being a third party, we've got our own scientists in-house, we understand how these chemicals interact with your skin, and this is what we think is the best version of it for you to use. Right back from when he was developing his Percy Nobleman beard oil, Freddie's focus has been on natural ingredients. I thought that for Q&A, what if we made the USP more than just natural? What if we said this is natural, but it's also the best, most high-performing, results-driven product you could get? So marrying the nature with the science and the results. To say that 2019 was a big year for Freddie is an understatement. Not only did Q&A launch in the November, but the following month he became a father for the first time. In 5 months, 5 years can happen, and that was certainly the period for me personally, he says. And then the lockdown happened, so was the business I'd spent 6 years developing going to not survive? Another roller coaster ride was in store. Q&A launched online with Feel Unique, which is now Sephora in the UK, and in stores with Holland & Barrett, and was given a huge boost when Q&A was featured in Glamour magazine and other glossy magazine editorials. But it was a race against time to actually provide stock, because the company that was providing them with their bulk, the base ingredient of their products, was closing down. So a team had to drive to their premises and make about 6 months' worth of stock in one day. Amazingly, everything went to plan, which gave them a six-month buffer to set up their own factory. As the brand grew, they expanded their premises several times and moved into their current HQ about 2 years ago. I've been very fortunate in that I've been running the business with my brother, Albie Ferber, but we're yin and yang in the sense that I'm very much focused on the product, science and the creative aspects, and he's very operationally focused, so we have good complementary skills, he says. Chatting with Freddie, it's clear that the beauty industry is his passion. Many husbands, when they walk into a boots store, are rolling their eyes, but I always love and appreciate going into a store and seeing our products. Nothing beats that, he says. Q&A is stocked by Jarrell's, Boots, Tesco, Sainsbury's and Holland & Barrett, and online at kandaskin.com.